Well, I want to welcome the Emir of Qatar, and we have just completed a very useful conversation. I expressed to him my appreciation of the leadership that the Emir has shown when it comes to democracy in the Middle East, and in particular, the work that they have done in trying to promote a peaceful transition in Libya. We would not have been able, I think, to shape the kind of broad-based international coalition that includes not only our NATO members, but also includes Arab states. Without the Emir's leadership, he is motivated by a belief that the Libyan people should have the rights and freedoms of all people. And as a consequence, Qatar is not only supportive diplomatically, but is also supportive militarily. And we are very appreciative of the outstanding work that the Qataris have done side by side with the other international coalition members. In addition to our efforts in Libya, we have a strong relationship between our two countries. It is an economic relationship, it is a military relationship, it is a cultural relationship, and obviously Qatar has done very well under His Highness's leadership, but his influence extends beyond his borders. And so we had discussions about how we can continue to promote democracy, human rights, increased freedom and reform throughout the Middle East. We discussed our mutual interest in seeing a peaceful resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Emir provided me insights into how he sees reform evolving throughout the region. We also discussed some of the areas where our two countries are cooperating beyond the Middle East. For example, Qatar has been a leader internationally around the issues of food security, and so we are partnering on those issues. In North Africa and Sudan, Qatar has helped to sponsor talks to see if we can resolve the situation in Darfur. And so what we pledged is not only that we would continue these consultations in the short term, but that we would continue to work over the long term to deepen our relationship. Finally, I congratulated His Highness on the fact that Qatar now has the World Cup in 2022. And so I told him that I would undoubtedly be an ex-president by that point, but that I was hoping that I could still get good seats if I traveled to Doha. So, Your Highness, thank you for your visit. Thank you for your leadership on Libya. And we look forward to working with you for many years to come.
I would like to thank you, Mr. President, for hosting me here in the White House and for having this meeting with you. And I would like to extend to you our deep appreciation and thanks for the position the United States has taken in support of the democratization process that has taken place in Tunisia, in Egypt, and what is attempting to take place in Libya.
قوة العلاقات اللي تجمع بين قطر وبين أمريكا واللي ذكرها فخامة الرئيس.
And I would like to reiterate what you have mentioned, Mr. President, and that is the strength of the relationship that exists between the United States and Qatar.
طبعا احنا من اهم المواضيع عندنا في الشرق الاوسط هو الصراع الفلسطيني الاسرائيلي وكيف ايجاد حل له باقامه دوله فلسطينيه.
And of course, the most important issue for us in the region is the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and how to find way to establish a Palestinian state.
ونحن نعرف أن حرص الرئيس الأمريكي على إيجاد دولة مسالمة على حدود دولة مسالمة فلسطينية على حدود إسرائيل وإحنا نأيد هذا الموضوع كذلك.
And we do understand your position, Mr. President, in supporting the existence of two states peacefully living side by side, and we support your position.
وبالنسبة لموضوع دارفور تأكدوا أن إحنا سنبذل قصارى جهدنا بالتعاون معاكم لإيجاد حل لقضية قضية مستعصية صار لها فترة طويلة لكن نستطيع عندنا احتمالات كبيرة أن نوجد حل لها.
And regarding Darfur, we will exert our best effort to cooperate with you on finding the best way out. This has been a long-standing issue, but I think with our common capabilities, we will be able to achieve that goal.
And I will not forget to send you a ticket.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.